from the human body. And when we're looking at a computer, a phone can do Bluetooth signals, a phone can do 100 other things. But when you're looking at it as a computer, you wouldn't really measure it with a Bluetooth signal. And in this case, Masterpiece's effectiveness at reducing those signals. Jesse got a hold of me. He was very direct and blunt, and he said, that's not enough. What you're doing is not going to is not some type of answer that you want to broadcast as some type of solution and so forth. And I said, well, we've done graphene oxide testing and different things like that. And I said, well, can you just look at the information? And he was willing to look at it, and they were in double-blinded format, so they're scientific fact. And I said, my study coordinator is available if you'd like to talk with her about the way we've done these tests and so forth. And so I was transparent, obviously. And a little bit later, he said, hey, why don't you send me some of that stuff and we'll take a peek. And he didn't get back to me for about a month. And then he did. And he said, hey, people are saying it's working. And for him, he was working too. I think I remember something like he was getting spots in his eyes, different things that was happening, and they had gone away. And then I think he stopped taking it and they came back. Then he started taking it again. It went away and so forth.
And now since then, you've done official studies.
Oh, yeah.
Scanning people and then doing the test.
Yes.
70% reduction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we end this today, look, we've done it before. We can show old B-roll to me like a year ago, but we should scan everybody again.
Okay, yeah, that's not a problem.
Absolutely. So we agreed that doing a study where we were going to see if the silicon-based electronic circuitry harmonic strength could actually be reduced. And, we just ended up through trying to find truth and trying to help people. Our missions collided, and that's really what happened.
Explain the devices you use. You've also gone to universities and done this in Europe. Explain what's happening. You were saying decades ago, we weren't even picking this up. Now it's almost everybody.
Correct, yeah. So
how are they getting us to the air?
Well, through our MI6 whistleblower, who, is a chemist out of Oxford. He had said that this is in our entire ecosystem. So, when you say air, let's just say everything. Air, water. He says it's in our grasses and our trees. He says if you test any of these organisms.
They call it microplastic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in everything, is what he said.
My name is Rafe Hassel. I'm a British citizen. After graduating from Oxford University with a degree in chemistry, I went abroad for about 12 to 13 years. A decade of that time was spent in the Middle East, East Africa, and to an extent, Asia. During that time, I worked for a number of organizations ranging from the U.S. Department of State as a contractor. And in 2015 or thereabouts, at the end of 2015, beginning of 2016, I was coerced into becoming an intelligence asset here in the United Kingdom. The work, in inverted commas, that I've been doing involved a lot of technology that became known as related to Havana syndrome. It took me years to recover, but I was fortunate enough to do so, and I'm fortunate that I didn't die. I had an enormous range of health problems after this, and including stage 3 bowel cancer, so I had to have half my bowel removed. I went through chemotherapy. I lost hair. I had huge skin problems. At the end of 2018, I could barely see.
When you said you started to lose your eyesight, your hair, and so forth,
yeah,
that was prior to the chemotherapy.
Yes, that is it was definitely prior to the chemotherapy. So it did something physiologically, for example, in that instance, to my eyes. But also, I have had dreadful hearing problems ever since. Okay. I lost hair on my head, which has grown back. Mm-hmm. I lost hair in patches all over my body. I lost extreme amounts of weight. I became anemic. And then that was when I learned that I had bowel cancer. And the conclusion that I've come to is that it is a singular system for surveillance based, probably based on microwave phase interferometry. That is an incredibly powerful non-line of sight surveillance system. However, it can be repurposed to manipulate the electric field around a person. I think it is completely fair to describe this technology as a means of synthetic telepathy.
Are you able?
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy.
1776RX.health. It's one product we're launching with my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776RX.health.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
That is an incredibly powerful non-line of sight surveillance system. However, it can be repurposed to manipulate the electric field around a person. I think it is completely fair to describe this technology as a means of synthetic telepathy.
Are you able to describe how this system is installed?
Well, I think in my case, I was a previous generation of technology. So in my case, it is a dental implant of which I can provide you the notes. There are several flavors of this technology. It is not just for surveillance, which you can, you know, mess around with someone should you want to. But there are fairly brutal directed energy weapon systems that are designed to incapacitate. There's absolutely no motive, for example, to survey you or to understand what you're thinking. It is literally there to turn you into a vegetable. And that is what I understand is the really devastating, I mean, it can be fatal as well, technology.
Have you heard of that? Have you seen that technology being used?
Yes, it has been used against me. And in fact, beginning of October in 2016, I had what I then came to understand was a common attack vector, which is that I was at the sink, and I think that's been the case of a number of people who have reported. I was washing my hands, so clearly there is conductive effect, metal sink, and so on. And then suddenly, I just heard the crackle of electricity around the back of my head, presumably something like the Frey effect, maybe, I don't know. But it was incredibly powerful, and it knocked me to the floor. I couldn't breathe. I managed to make it to a different level of the house. And I waited for it to pass. And that was my introduction, let me say, to the alternative version. And that was not by my own government. All of these technologies have the ability to be reconstructed or reconfigured for other purposes. And so, in my view, absolutely. And I think that if certainly everything in the microwave and millimeter wave bands, I mean, it's quite common knowledge, LRADs, you know, we see these systems in the street, you know, is it such a great leap of, a great assumption to say that, we could repurpose towers that already broadcast in similar frequencies to do similar things to the effects we see elsewhere? I don't think so. And certainly, you know, with satellite systems and bringing 5G in the case of, for example, SpaceX, that's beaming down to your mobile handset. There is no denying that you have space to individual person communications, signaling. It was also made clear to me that there are non-toxic substances that can be ingested that increase your ability to act as an electrode, essentially. It improves the quality factor of transmission or whatever it may be. Those materials have been known about for some time. And so it doesn't strike me as strange. I think what's new is not the ability to turn someone into a better human antenna, but the ability to do other things. So, for example, in the past where you may ingest a substance that improves the quality of your bioelectromagnetic field, but that's it. And yes, okay, you can scan that for electronic signatures, be it, you know, brain waves, be it your heart rate, be it anything that you could potentially think of as a human producing in the course of its natural life processes. That requires a lot of work, but what can you do to that person? That's more limited. Well, it's limited to the radio frequencies, the types of effects that you might be able to project to that person. However, with the nanotechnology being as it is, and I'm not familiar with it, I'll be clear that this isn't part of my experience. This is something that's come on later. I understand that the technology for using nanomaterials is such that with certain frequency changes, you can get nanostructures and particles to do activities, i.e. warm someone up who has hypothermia. That's a real thing. To release chemicals or to release drugs. That's another peer-reviewed, known facet of nanotechnology within the human biome. So I think it opens up a new door of possibilities for this equipment. It's the next level, next generation of technology.
As any regular listener or viewer knows, I only promote products that really work. It's a no-brainer. They work, so you buy them again. Well, we brought you a Zeolite. And Zeolites are amazing. That is hands down the most revolutionary, powerful one out there. It was just more than just a Zeolite. So I'm about to break down what a Zeolite is and how this amazing company of researchers and scientists supercharges the next level. Please take notes, research this for yourself, and then take the journey I've taken and discover how this has radically improved my life.
But he's holding up this 1cc syringe. And listen to what he says. These are actually the nanobots. You can control them with RF emission.
So this syringe has inside it 1,000 billion robots.
So if you put that camera in there, you see how it says probably silicone? That means it's an electronic component. And this should be very concerning to everyone. This particular patent is put out by AT&T. And it's routing policies for biological hosts.
So it's creating the connector, the launch pad for it.
Correct. We are the hosts. We are the nodes.
So going back almost 8-9 months ago, I got a chance interviewing different scientists and researchers into the nanotech being put into the so-called vaccines and into the chemtrails that's being sprayed on us that I really began to understand just how important zeolites are. But let's be clear. I've been on there 32 years. I've had zeolite sponsors for over 20. Zeolites are amazing. It's naturally occurring in volcanic soils. It draws out heavy metals and toxins in the body. It's a natural chelator. Zeolites are absolutely key in targeting the spike proteins, the nanotech, the microplastics, all of it, and it's so incredibly good for your brain. So I've taken zeolites before for detox and had some effects. It's overall good for your skin. You see the clarity, makes you feel good. But this particular zeolite is patented, and it's integrated with the special compounds that come out of the ocean with it. It puts the good minerals in while it pulls the bad things out. But you want to go to this website and you want to research it for yourself, and it's on screen right now, so you can see what I'm talking about and then experience it. You want to check out Masterpiece Zeolite Detox Formula at masterpiece.health/Alex. You get 11% off automatically at checkout. Or if you forget that URL, just go to masterpiece.health at checkout, use the promo code Alex, and get 10% off. So ladies and gentlemen, get your Masterpiece Zeolite now at the Masterpiece URL on screen and get 11% off when you use this URL or 10% off at checkout with promo code Alex.
But to get to how I met Matt, when they did that Bluetooth study, I just said, hey, you might want to reconsider your conclusion that the zeolite is what caused those MAC addresses that you were detecting to disappear, okay? Because I know from my work that they can remotely turn it on and off, okay? So if it stops transmitting, then you can theoretically not get a MAC address. And I said, and he goes, well, what do you suggest? And I said, well, you're going to need a nonlinear junction test because that will check for semiconductive areas.
What's a nonlinear junction test?
So a nonlinear junction is this device here. It was developed by an aeronautics engineer. And as crazy as this sounds, this was designed to test for rust on airplanes. Mm. Okay.
Because you can't see the rust. Sometimes it's inside the structure.
It's inside, yeah.
Yeah. And so what this does, it sends out a harmonic to test to see if there's any oxidation. It's a couple harmonics. You'll get a third harmonic if there's oxidation.
So it's like radar or sonar?
It sends out a frequency.
So it bounces back?
It bounces back. So what they discovered, though, is not only did it find rust, but it could find electronic components that had silicon, okay? And silicon is in every electronic component out there. Doesn't matter what it is. They need silicon in order for a semiconductor to be stable. Otherwise, it would just fall apart. And so what they discovered, though, is even if the electronic component was on or off, it would find it, okay? So this is why I said to him.
That's right. I remember.
Yeah,
that.
I said to him.
Does that mean silicon's a transceiver?
So this will send out three harmonics. The first harmonic it sends out, it'll detect whether there's silicon-based conductivity. Okay, and that reflection will come back, and it'll tell me the percentage of that silicon detection harmonic, and then it'll send out another one. Okay, and now it's testing for metal or oxidation. If I get that back as a third harmonic, then I know I have a semiconductor that either has oxidation happening or metal, okay? So for example, if I were to turn this on right now, as we continue to talk, is now demonstrate on camera what this does. Is, for example, this cell phone here.
Let's get the camera in closer, man.
Okay. We know has electronic components in it. Okay. So when I put this over that, you'll see a second harmonic and a third harmonic response. Okay. That first harmonic is saying there's definitely silicon semiconductant material here, okay? There is no doubt, okay? Now that third harmonic response at 50% is telling me there's also metal in this, okay? That's why they made this for the aeronautics industry, but then they discovered it was finding electronic components. Now when you put this around the human body, okay, you would expect not to get anything because there should be no semiconductors whatsoever in the human body. But I know through my work, and this is why I wanted to help Matt, because I said, you're risking a lot by making that conclusion. And if you do that conclusion, it could cost you everything.
And for the record, that's the only study that we didn't push for publication. I immediately halted. And in the documentary that they did, they stopped. They put the last 10 minutes where they showed Jesse and was explained. Kudos to the honesty.
Sure, well, it doesn't mean the study's wrong. You're just looking at the wrong conclusion.
That's exactly right, and it's not replicatable where we're confident, and that's why we put no. We have enough of other studies proven.
Now, you've told me about this, but I'm going from memory, so recap it. You've been doing this 20 years and a while with this. You're saying you're seeing more and more people show higher and higher positive or harmonics.
Well, prior to COVID, it was only people who were symptomatic that were coming up positive for semiconductors.
You have all these countless videos I've seen of that.
Correct.
So you'd have like 10 people in and like only a few people, but now it's like everywhere.
Correct.
Are you finding anybody doesn't have it?
I have not since the pandemic, I have not found one.
Is that shedding from it or?
Well, we know that those who have had the vaccine, that And because we know through white papers and studies that the nanotech is in there, the nanorobots, which self-assemble into circuitry. Okay, they self-assemble into high-density nerve endings. This is why we're only finding them in the nasal dorsum, the right and left TMJ, the base of the neck, occipital. You know, where we found on the base of the neck. I predicted your scapulas would come up, your apex, your
upper abdomen. You got that video, we'll show it. So yeah. Why does it migrate there?
You know, according to nuclear chemists who have looked at our data, he says because the nanotech is programmed to only go to the high-density nerve endings around the human body. Okay.
Is that because there's more electrical activity there?
Yes. Well, I have a different perspective. I suspect because they were experimenting on prisoners, the Dawn DeVore case in California, where she blew the whistle that they were doing this to prisoners. They were remotely tasing prisoners with they had this technology in them. Okay. So, what happens when you put electricity on your nerves, your neurosystem, it goes haywire, contracts, okay? So what beautiful way to control people who are not behaving like you want them to do.
So just like the law that Biden passed is now the law this year, all callers have kill switches. Are they putting a kill switch in us? They can kill us with this.
Oh yeah, that's what Rafe disclosed too. You know, they almost killed him and his spouse. They gave, because they were exposing them to high doses of this RF emission. And they both contracted the same type of cancer at the same time under the same roof.
Wuhan proves the kill switch too.
Yeah.
Those people die immediately. That's the machine turned up right away.
So what happened to the soldiers, Maduro soldiers? What did they complain about?
Trump called the discombobulator.
The discombobulator. Yeah. You have this in you. They can. That's what the drone systems were doing. They were already identifying the enemy because of the system being in them, and all they had to do was send the frequency. They couldn't fire their weapons because they were completely contracted. Okay, that's why he called it the discombobulator. But that wasn't supposed to be known. But it was shared with me, that information, by people in the intelligence agency. That's exactly what happened. So if you want to control the masses and you want to use RF to do that, and they
so get why out, would the CIA be messing with its own people with this? Just testing on?
Well, we're guinea pigs. It's legal to do. I think it's the same excuse that we use for paperclip. Why we brought over all of those Nazi scientists to work for us? Because we didn't want the Russians to get it. Now we don't want the Chinese to beat us, right? And the Russians.
That's what they say. Oh, we got to have AI takeover. We got to have everything surveilled. If we don't, they do it.
Yeah. And so that is the excuse to why we're doing that. All of the data shows, and since 2010, it looks like that early beta phase of those experiencers were the guinea pigs and the beta tests. Now, COVID was, okay, we know our system works. Let's put the system in everyone so they become a node and
get it ready.
So 6G isn't just about the driverless cars and the robots. That's part of it. It's also about total control over us.
Correct. Absolute total control. Yeah. Yep. And your cognition, you know. If you're able to influence not everyone, not only physically, biochemically, and cognitively, that is the ultimate weapon. That is the ultimate crack for someone who wants to be the ultimate ruler.
So obviously, sponsor, great stuff, I've taken it. Zeolites are great. Minerals on top of it, draw stuff out, puts good things in. That's great. Get masterpiece.com. That's a great way. But spiritually, psychologically, people have to wake up to this first. How do we counter this? Because enough people that are awake to it. Because I remember I used to tell people 20 years ago about kill switches in your cars and, you know, in the light poles, systems monitoring, spying on you. People don't want to hear it. Now it's admitted. Now people are pissed. So it seems like the awakening's here now. I don't think it's too little too late, but what should people do to counter this? I mean, how do we respond to this? What are ways to deal with this?
Well, number one is awareness, okay? Educating yourself. You know, I always say, don't take my word for it. Yeah. You can look at my work, and you can see that our work is sound and based off a scientific method. But go out there and do the research yourself. Look at all the patents. You can go to our X account for MindNexus, and you'll see. We don't hide anything. We're very transparent about everything. We show you all the patents.
Your feed's congressional reports 25 years ago saying, we're putting chips in everybody. We call them glowing objects. Ha, ha, ha.
MRI scans often give things you didn't expect. Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that.
And often they're things you don't know what to do with. UBOs, they're called unidentified bright objects.
Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior?
Neuromarketing, a little scary concept there, trying to assess when people are responding effectively to certain kinds of advertising or branding. Who's got the brain that's going to be most susceptible to a particular kind of manipulation?
That's what's frustrating. Like, I remember before Obama left, they had Brennan, that horrible demon. He goes, yeah, we have weather control, but it's secret because we have treaties and we control the weather, but we're not telling the public. And he's on C-SPAN saying it. It's this weird thing where they like they say it on the open, like they're the big adult table at Thanksgiving. We're at the little card table as the kids. But why do they do that? It's like
another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives.
It does actually give them power. Because, again, why do we look at God and fear God and look to God as a supreme being? Well, because he told us so many things that we know to be self-evident and true in this world. And he's told us where this world's going. I think they want that same worship. Right, you seek out people who can tell you what's going to happen in the future, whether it's stock trading, whether it's the news. And I think in this respect, they want people to revere them, to worship them.
It's almost like we're kids watching the old table. They'll do it in certain books, certain elite things, and then the same guys on a channel a week later, the Sunday news show saying it doesn't exist a day later. It's like they tell you in a little narrow academic thing, and then right here they deny it. It's like a weird metaphysical rule.
It's going to make its way. Then they say it this year. They know it's going to perfectly go to people that are aware, like you and your audience and so forth. And you're going to see it. And then you're going to have to feed on it and accept the fact that they're getting away with it. And they show you your face. Yeah, you know, but we still can do it. And then everybody else the next day when they're doing the other talking point, that one
exactly.
goes
exactly. They know we're paying attention. It's their brain.
They know.
Dirty, dark, dastardly villain is after the methadone blue formula.
Methylene Blue. Don't wait. Get yours today while supplies last.
We have to fight for our sovereignty, we have to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot. Where,
oh, I've said that the other day when I had you guys coming on. I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat. You're your own enemy. He does that to guests. He's like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, but didn't wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10. But now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the global's going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs, that's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
It's completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff, it brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. Talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like
this. Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff. It doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
That algorithm.
Or you can argue they're really good, which I don't think they are. It's an IQ test. Will you wear a mask? Will you not see your family? Will you take this poison shot? And they're like, hey, knock it off. We're getting rid of the dumb people. Jesse, what do you say to that?
Well, it's the Milgram experiment.
Oh, you did that in part one. Recap that. And there's all the Stanford research. They've done a bunch of these.
Correct, yeah. where you just put someone in a white coat and you just subconsciously, because you've been programmed that way, that's a person in authority. And you'll do whatever they say. In the Milgram experience, they were giving electrical shocks. They were told to give electrical shocks, and they were increasing in voltage to where it was labeled dangerous. And these participants, just because the white coat was there, even though they said, no, I don't want to do this anymore, we're hurting them, they said, no, you need to continue. And they would do it all the way to the lethal voltage. And they were able to replicate the experiment, not only with that institution, there were other institutions that played this out. So think about, you know, during the pandemic, who were the white coats that were telling us, just follow the science.
Oh,
yeah, follow the science, right? Trust us. They knew, based off of those studies, that they can get the majority of the populations to listen.
From my study, and I want all you to answer this, I want to finish your final clips, then get to more solutions here. There's a lot. We got to move fast now because I want to try to cram these into a few shows for the full audience. This is so important. Who is at the top of the globalist system? From my research, it is mad scientists And then even the Rothschilds, the bankers, they all defer to them. And that's actually running the show. And the goal is get life extension, make us gods, the old Garden of Eden thing. And then if you agree with that analysis, who are the substratas? Because, you know, we're always taught it's the royalty, the priest class, the warrior class, the bureaucratic class, some shopkeepers, and then the unwashed masses in feudalism. But that's the old model. I mean, if you really look at this, it's the technocrats and then the elites that fund them and serve them and that are part of that. And then you go into the bureaucracy and then the military and then the merchants and then the general public.
Well, I think right at the top, it's Satan. He's got his
generals. Of course. I mean, yeah.
He's got his generals, and the generals right now are people like Masayoshi's son, the head of the Global Brain Initiative. And this man is at the heart of, I think, a lot of the technology, the fourth industrial revolution, which is this new world, right? The low Earth orbiting satellites, the AI advancements, the endless $1 trillion budgets and Manhattan level projects. It all comes back to these billionaires and people that are as powerful as billionaires, like Masayoshi's son.
They're siphoning off all of our resources to build a system they say is post-human.
Well, exactly. And you were asking this. It's like, okay, well, why? What is their goal? Well, they want to depopulate because they don't want the world to participate or to partake in the world that we have been conned
into. And break out to the galaxy.
Oh, 100%. They do not want breakaway civilizations. They don't want us to be self-determinant. They see America as a grand mistake. And I think that's where it does come back to the royal families, the old wealthy elite.
That no matter the war stays in charge. 240 years ago, they said the American experiment must fail.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I've never lived in India, but I've heard a lot about it. I'm partially Indian, right? And I hear about how in India, the elite, they never disappear. You don't know their names, by the way, but you definitely know their properties. You know their fiefdoms. And when it comes down to it, they're invested both in human capital and in resources. So it doesn't matter what happens in the world. They're always making money. They're always carrying on, and they're always in charge. But here's the difference, though. This technological revolution, it was a gamble. They have empowered society to a place where you and I mean, look at this. What we're doing right now.
No, you're right. They thought the internet would totally enslave us. It's backfired.
100%. And now they have to depopulate us to slow down civilization.
That's what Brzezinski said before he died to the CFR in Canada. He said it's easier to kill a million now than to brainwash them. Yes. He said we need to kill everybody.
Yeah.
So the truth is they're actually losing. They've hit the panic button. And they're behind schedule.
Yep. It's all about blue blood, right? Yes. It's the blue blood. Blue bloodlines, and that's what it's about. Because what were their traditional mechanisms of control? There was always a hierarchy. There was always them and the little people.
People look at India and go, look at caste system. It was like that everywhere.
Yes.
Feudalism was the same everywhere. That's the normal system. America literally was the only change to that.
Correct. And, I still want to believe in this experiment, and I want to believe that we can prove our founding fathers right. That this was not a mistake, and this was the right thing to do. But everyone out there needs to wake up now. The paradigm and that window of opportunity is now. We don't have much time. We can't wait until tomorrow. We need to take our power back. We need to understand that if we unify, regardless of skin color, stop this divide and conquer mentality, we all bleed the same. We all breathe the same, and we all know what love is. And we need to take that power, and we need to use it synergistically so that we can stop what is happening. We're allowing them to do this. What happened to the warriors of the past? What was America built upon? We were built upon men who were ready to fight for our belief systems and our way of life. And we had the support of great, wonderful women who were there to build upon us, to make sure we put forth our goals and we completed the mission. We need to do that again. And we need to do it in a way that's correct and right. How we get there, that's up for discussion, but we need to start.
Absolutely. And I want to make a few other questions, but Matt Hayes, you want to comment on big picture? Because I got some stuff I want to say.
Absolutely. Everybody becoming aware is very important, and then what to do with it from there. We do know that the people at the very top look at Earth as a big earth farm, and that the hottest commodity is obviously human beings and their consciousness. But we know through the way they send us off to war and everything else, we are just livestock. We're just a resource to them. So I would say that the same way the farmer on a big commercial farm doesn't care what the cows think of him, or if they see him or not, or if he gets all the credit for owning the farm or not, it ain't like that. They don't care. So if you're seeing a Bill Gates' face and you're seeing all these other Klaus Schwab and everybody else's face, they're not it. If you know their name, they're not it. They're not the ones controlling it. But this whole system, this whole new fourth industrial revolution, it doesn't work without its internal biosystem. This is a big electromagnetic grid, a big smart grid that if the human beings aren't attached to it, it don't work. Everything unravels. So there's right people in place that are looking at how to block these signals and about how to take care of the software portion of it. When it comes to the hardware that's inside of everybody, what we do know that we can do, and I am not saying this is an end-all and this is a magic pill, but there's nothing else that's tested so far that we know, and it's been filmed by the Died Suddenly crew team, and maybe Jesse can barely touch on it, because in a lot of years, a lot of people have tried tinfoil, tried everything to try to block these signals, to try to get the Havana syndrome symptoms down, and there's nothing that's been shown to work. And so Masterpiece putting itself under the gun once again, we didn't just stop when we got good graphene oxide results or we got favorable results over here. Every time there's a way to test if this is going to work or not, we want to know where it doesn't work, where it does work. So far, I secretly want to find a place this doesn't work, because it would be nice to say, hey, it just doesn't work here. But so far we know if someone takes 30 drops a day of Masterpiece and they do that for 2 months, that when we're testing their bodies using this nonlinear junction scanner, it was the same scanning device done in the same exact room in the United Kingdom with the same exact third-party practitioner, and the amount of signal strength reduced by almost 80% in 2 months. That means if you don't want to be a human cyborg, or you don't want your kids to be, when you use Masterpiece, it's like removing 80% of what is producing
that
signal.
By the way, that's the sponsor, and it's great, and it's real, and it works great. But viewers, like, think of common sense. Everybody knows zeolite pulls out toxins and heavy metals. You've come up with one that has minerals on top of it, blast them out. There's always something in the universe. I remember we had, when I was a little kid, my parents were friends with people in Dallas who worked for National Geographic and the federal government, and was an ambergris key in Belize, when Ambergris Key had to land on a dirt runway. So we'd fly into Belize City and fly over there. They went like all the time, like once a year. I only went twice. But 2 weeks there, no electricity, in huts. Best time of my life. They were out there studying the fish and, you know, diving. But the reason I raise that is that it was just totally natural, totally outside of the system, and, like, you know, totally innocent. And you compare something like that today to where the world is, people don't even know that something like that even exists. And there's this, but the reason I go there is one time they go, hey, let's go to the main city. If we march 10 miles to the woods, you can see a pyramid. Now they've cleaned it off and tourists go there. And so my parents, I was a pretty tough kid, like 9 years old or whatever, the second time we went, they said, you're going. We're being bit by mosquitoes, machetes, going through this stuff. And then we get back at night, you know, they're at the army tents and stuff, they had like a little shack of wood. They go, oh God, we hit booga booga or whatever it was. We had like, I mean, you think poison ivy's bad. It was like huge stuff all over us. And they go, call Nook, who lived in like a hut down the thing. And he's one of the natives. And Nook runs over and he's like a witch doctor. He goes, oh. And they go, Nook says, he spoke like Creole or something. They go, you rub this plant on it, it goes away. Better than any drug. We rub that other plant on it, gone in minutes. So the oil from that plant countered this other oil. That's the universe. Like, it's like they're doing it, and then this takes it out. And it was just like, I'm like, you know, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever. I had poison ivy before. This was like huge whelps. We're all like, oh my God, how we get into this? And then all of a sudden, like an hour later, it's gone. And that's my example of that bag that the witch doctor had. Yeah. And whatever he was, a witch doctor, this worked better than anything. It wasn't a placebo. And they're talking to him in Creole and Spanish. Everybody asked me Spanish. He's like, no. He's like, this has an oil that counters the oil of this plant. It counters the poison of that plant.
And that guy doesn't need to be able to explain in some scientific way why it works.
Well, no, and that's,
he just knows it works.
That speaks, again, to the overarching solution. That is going to be. One of them is obviously.
Well, God's cool. If forever there is, he's giving us a bunch of answers.
Well, and he cares about us. Because I think at the heart of a lot of this, where we can judo move against the enemy is that the enemy's general, that they're...
Liz, you don't know about this plan.
100%.
You don't know about the zeolite.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and look, the devil...
People perish for lack of knowledge.
You know, and ultimately, these people, whether it be Peter Thiel or whether it be another globalist like Masayoshi Son or Mark Zuckerberg, I think that we've had actual success in winning some of these people over to the side of humanity and life, because ultimately, they eventually realize that the system and the plan that they're seeking out is going to kill them.
Well, let me just tell you, obviously, I've talked to Elon Musk publicly, and I'll just stop there. I've talked to other people privately. I mean, without naming names, these people claim they're against this to me. And I'm not going to name names, but I mean, I think a lot of them aren't actually totally in the cult. They're even like you said, the people we think are the elites aren't.
No.
And they're actually saying, what do you think we do about this? They're not kissing my ass. They're actually saying, what do you think about this?
Well, they've got to stop 6G. I mean, if they're asking just for a plain answer, we've got to pump the brakes.
Well, I was about to say, even, I've never heard to fit any of these people. Like, we know Larry Ellison, we know Bill Gates. Bill Gates certainly is not even a human.
Sure.
I mean, Klaus Schwab, this is demons.
Yeah.
King Charles, but you know. But I'm just saying, like, the ones we're told to hate, it's funny, the ones that, you know, I'm going to leave it at that. So all I'm telling you, Musk, oh, this, you know, like, well, that's funny. That's the ones that are reaching out to me. So, but the other one's trying to kill me.
Right.
So I'm not even defending these people. I'm on their payroll. I was like, oh, that's funny. That's people that, you know. So.
But it was ultimately Bill Gates' employees who betrayed him.
Yeah.
The reason why we know about it, the reason why Bill Gates is...
Well, it's Darth Vader throws the Emperor down the reactor shaft.
Exactly. When you start to realize...
He just tried to kill you, you're Darth Vader.
Why when the system's inside of everybody and they don't need you? Right now, they need a lot of the one percenters. The one percenters are the...
No, it's like IBM employees that hire people to replace them. Yep. And then they're gone. Well, that's my thing is... Is that I do what I do because it feels good. People ask me, like, why'd you turn down all the money? Why'd you turn down all the, you know, Fox News jobs? It wasn't even hard. It doesn't feel good to be a puppet. It feels good to be the underdog. It feels good to tell the truth because I'm connected to God and the giant universe telling me good job. Like, I've got another separate power source telling me what to do. And so these people means nothing. They're like, oh, God, how are you handling? Keep it up. And I'm just like, I get frustrated sometimes. I want to do a better job. I'm mad at myself, but I'm not mad at God. I've already been, I mean, you know, it's that I'm weak. I can't even receive the transmission.
Well, what can the enemy offer us? We're literally going to become gajillionaires in New Jerusalem. I mean, you think about the riches.
Oh, I've seen the third heaven. It's like, you just want to be in the presence of God. Like, you throw your crowns down because there's no time. People think, oh, there's no time. It's like total satisfaction completion. Yeah. It's not ecstasy. It's not. It's literally, oh, my God, everything is pure. And it's like you can see all times, all futures, all these dimensions. And you're just like, I just want to be with God. And but then it's like, well, there's ultimate adventures. There's people we got to help in lower dimensions. That's a simple way of saying it. And you're like, yeah, and it's like, it's unbelievable.
Well,
I'm telling you, man, it's unbelievable.
Well, there's
have you ever been, can you talk about the third heaven?
Yeah, I think
have you ever experienced
when
that?
Saying,
the quiet
when
place.
I was saying, Jesus visited me at my deathbed. I had some
terrible. Let me hear this.
Yeah, well, during the pandemic, this really what set me on this path to, you know, to make Dine suddenly meet these fine gentlemen, meet you, Alex.
Wow, you just woke up the last 6 years?
I was awake, but not awake like I am now. And this, and when it
you
came to my
really
faith, my faith just was set on fire.
Well, that's right. I was a baby Christian before that. It just blew up.
100%. And what happened to me is...
you're already a seed of an oak tree, but you sprouted.
100%. And what happened is basically I got whatever this bioweapon was going around.
People have said it wasn't real. Like, I love David Icke. Like, oh, there's nothing really written sick. My whole life, I like ignore everything. This thing was like torture. Almost killed Rob.
Rob knows this. We know tons of people that almost died. But for me, I couldn't.
I've always laughed off. I had a compound fracture. I just think this was bad.
Look, and I tried everything. I was staying with friends. I didn't want to stay with my wife. She's, you know, autoimmune, you know, compromised. So I couldn't stay with her. And I'm literally every single day losing the ability to breathe.
Oh, my God.
And look,
it was like 1,000-pound gorillas on your chest.
100%. And what happened is I just heard in my spirit. I put on some worship music. So on myself and popped up, you know, listening to some worship music. And I'm like, I feel like I'm at right at the end. And I look over to my left, and I swear to you, Jesus himself, right there, grabs my hand, I pass out. I wake up the next day, I can breathe. It's like nothing. It's like I don't even have anything again.
Intervention.
And I feel again, like many people have gone through this, he saved me for this time.
By the way, that's what scares the Satanists, is they know that's real.
100%.
I have a story to share with you. It's not a story, it happened. I had an NDE experience when I was 5 and a half years old. And I was angry with God up until last year. I had a tonsillectomy, everything went well. My parents took me home, and loving parents. I went to bed that night. Doctor said, just take them home, feed them ice cream. I'm all happy as a 5 year old. I get ice cream because I get to stay quiet. But I woke up in the morning, and my bed was completely covered in blood. The only part that was white was where my body laid. And I did the very thing that the doctor told me not to do. I sat up because I was scared. I yelled for my mother, and I just started to hemorrhage nonstop, like a fire hose. Wouldn't stop. My parents took me to the bathroom hoping it stopped. It wouldn't. And my dad put me in a blanket, and he had a 57 Chevy, and he threw me on the floorboard, and he just hauled ass as I continued to bleed out. And my mother had called the hospital ahead of time and said we were coming. My dad blew every red light, and I never saw my father cry, ever. But he was crying as he held me in his hands, and he handed me over at the ER at Mercy General Hospital on J Street in Sacramento. And he's crying, and he says, please save my son. And they put me on the gurney. I'm in the OR, and they say, we're losing, and we're losing them. I'm watching them as I rise, and they were doing CPR on me. And everything went black. And I saw the light, went to the light, and I always tell everyone, I ask, who are the two most important people in a 5 and a half year old's life? It's mom and dad. It's the only love and safety that you know. And when I got into that light, Alex, it was like that times infinity. And I'm like, this is amazing. And I go, I'm staying here. That's how powerful it was. And then even though I'm leaving my mom and dad, I go, no, I'm staying here. And a male voice says to me, he says, I'm sorry, it's not your time. And I start to cry, throw a tantrum, like, no, I'm staying here. Because I've always been raised that we have free will. That's what makes us special. And he says, I'm sorry, it's not your time. And I begin to fall. And I hit the cold gurney. And they go, we got him back, we got him back. I was angry with God because I thought I was fed a lie. We had free will. Why didn't I get to stay? I wanted to stay. And so that must mean that everything is pre-programmed, predestined. God already knows what's going to happen. So for whatever reason, I had to come back. And I didn't know that I knew the answer.
You didn't know you decided in the future not to make that decision.
Well, I met a minister in Virginia.
Did I guess it? I don't mean to steal your thunder.
Well, no. You're close. And he said to me, Jesse, you know the work you're doing today. Now, I want you to imagine being that five and a half year old with this information and what you're doing for people.
God knew you would have made the right decision later.
That's it.
That's omnipresence.
And I was so emotional, I began to cry, and I said, oh, I'm sorry, God. I understand now.
I didn't mean to ruin your story, but I didn't guess it. And only did that to let viewers know I've had the same experience. Not in a near death, but I'm like, literally, I don't want to come back from this. It's like, no, you've got this mission, and if you think about this, you're going to want to do this.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
But I mean, finish the story. I just wanted to show people how this is universal, though.
Yeah.
This is real.
Yes.
Yeah, when he said that to me, it finally clicked, and I became emotional. I said, holy crap, God does love me. He knew what my decision would be, and that's why he said it's not my time, because I'm here to finish this. I have a mission to accomplish, and this is my journey. And for everyone out there, if you're listening, that's what you need to do and establish right now. What is your mission? Why are you here? Figure it out. Do it. Get her done.
And by the way, it's obnoxious at one level, which I famously do, to ruin his story and literally tell the end of it. We never talked about that, did we?
No, ever.
But that's me I've been up there like I can remember at least 10 times. I'm like, I don't get mad because I'm older when it's happened. I'm like, no, I'm staying here. And they're like, no, in fact, we already made an agreement before you got sent. And it's like more, even more advanced stuff. It's like, you already made this decision in the future. You're doing this or your loved ones. And we're not going to even show you this because it's going to affect the thing. You already made the deal. So it's like, we're doing what you want already. So God looks at your full timeline because I'll be present. Powerful, man.
No, I get it. I mean, it's...
Think about the magnitude of that.
Yeah.
God is taking what you want to do later and weighing all the decisions you made and giving you what you really want.
Yeah.
God didn't give you what you wanted at five. God gave you what you wanted as a grown, intelligent, you know, wise man.
Yeah.
Well, that's true love. He cares so much about us that he won't let us make those life-altering mistakes in our youth.
Well, but it's still free will.
100%.
Because God is all time, all dimensions, everything at once, Zen.
Yeah.
Beyond Zen. Think about that. That is like, you don't know God until you see God do it, the mystery. Then you go, oh. So we're nothing even close to God, one trillionth of it. But once you see it, you go, oh, now I get it.
I became completely submissive. And once I did that, miracles started happening. This past year has been amazing. I met you. I met you guys. We've got doctors helping us now. We've got a program in place. We're doing amazing things. And you just need to submit. And as long as I stop trying to control and I let God lead the way, these miracles continue to happen.
Oh, was that while zombie was God? How I like guess what the end was?
No, you were right. No,
it was
God. It's because you had to know. You had to.
No, God wanted you to know that. It's like when I've sat there and told people, like, I freaked out Tucker Carlson. So it's not me. It's God. He goes, Alex Jones, the most amazing person. Play the clip.
Alex Jones, in the summer of 2001, said, "You need to call the White House right now because planes are going to hit the World Trade Center. And they're going to blame it on Osama bin Laden." He said that. I've seen the tape. You can look it up. Why didn't the U.S. government call Alex Jones and say, "How could you have not? Clearly you're a prophet of some kind. We need you in this global war on terror because clearly you can see things that nobody else can see. That's incredible. Have you even met anybody who's predicted something like that?" No, you haven't. Like, I've never met anyone. I met everybody. I've never met anybody who did anything like that. But instead of celebrating Alex Jones for making the most unbelievable call in the history of the news business, they set about, the FBI sets about trying to destroy him. And so begins this incredible saga of lies about Alex Jones, which you probably all heard about. I'm not going to relitigate it, but that was the FBI.
Earth, filter your water. Stop turning my frog friends gay. This I command.
The Alex Jones Store.com. Fight the globalist takeover now.
A scarlet martini before breakfast? You minx. Are you trying to outdo me in corruption, or shall we make it a team effort?
Of course not, darling. This is Methylene Red from the AlexJonesStore.com.
The Ultra Methylene Red, madame. Bold, refined, and unapologetically potent. It optimizes cellular energy at the deepest level, delivers razor-sharp cognition, and ignites a warm, invigorating rush that spread through every vein.
New grape flavor, bovine colostrum gummies! Yeah, baby! Yeah, these are the best! Support your gut with these grape gummies! Get yours now!
All-new Groovy Grape Bovine Colostrum Gummies have arrived. They're sweet, they're groovy, and they're ready to roll. Don't miss out. Get yours today. Oh, yeah, baby.
The
globalists are poisoning your family. Fight back with superfood gummies, vitamins, powerhouse probiotics, plus an organic fruit and veggie blast. For the resistance, get them now. Now that's how you stick it to the globalists. Tastes like pure victory, baby. TheAlexJonesStore.com.